anti-white message, then you've come to the right place. You're tuned in to Radio Aryan at RadioAryan.com.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, and this is going to be a one-off podcast, and it's devoted to accuracy, really. I often see in the alt-right attacks that are supposedly directed against the Jews, and they're not actually directed towards the Jews, they're actually directed towards us, and if the Jews were to hear them, they would be laughing at the stupidity of the Goyim in thinking they are attacking the Jews, when in reality we're attacking our own heritage. Now, I'm talking about issues to do with Christianity, really, because there are a lot of misconceptions about the Jews and Christianity, and this podcast isn't directed at anyone in particular, because this is a problem, a reoccurring problem that I see all the time. I devoted a podcast to this a while back with Matthew Heimbach, but we got sidetracked, and even he was confused about some of these terms. Now, the Jews, who, as we know, follow the Talmud. Okay? But we didn't always know that they followed the Talmud. We used to think that they followed the Old Testament. We thought they were the people of the Old Testament. That's actually why they were allowed into our countries in the first place, because we thought they were obeying these laws, which are Christian laws, basically. The Bible is a Christian book, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. We can't just throw the Old Testament away. All the parts of the natural law are in the Old Testament, and all the prophecies prophesying the coming of Christ are in the Old Testament. And he himself said that he wasn't coming to do away with the law, he was coming to fulfill the law. So we've got these Jews that break all the laws of the Old Testament, and yet some of us still think that the Jews are following the Old Testament. Now, the Jewish religion, which they follow today, which is Talmudism, this religion of theirs, that's not the religion of the Old Testament. The religion of the Old Testament wasn't Judaism. Judaism came about in the second century, really, when they started forming the Talmud. The old religion of the Hebrews in the Old Testament revolved around the temple and the priests and the sacrifices. And after Christ, in the year 70 AD, the temple was destroyed, the priests were disbanded, and there were no more sacrifices. So there was no more Hebrew religion. The Judeans that didn't become Christian, that weren't a part of Christianity, they formed, they got together with their rabbis, they had a debating society, as it were, and they wrote down these debates, and that became the Talmud, and the Talmud gave rise to the Jewish religion. So Judaism doesn't go back to the Old Testament. Judaism has nothing to do with the Old Testament at all. And the Jews themselves, they follow the Talmud, and you can look this up. You can see that the Talmud takes precedence over everything. They have five books from the Old Testament, which they call the Torah, and they also call the Talmud the Torah as well, which is, again, leads to confusion, because Christians hear that the Jews follow the Torah, and they think they mean that the Jews are following the first five books of the Christian Old Testament. They're not. Those first five books are on a scroll, which they leave on the wall in the synagogue. They don't study them. They don't even know who most of the characters are in there. They've been caught out by various American senators that have gone to meet the rabbis, and they've said, oh, my favorite character from the Old Testament is so-and-so, and the rabbi hasn't had any idea what the senator is even talking about. They don't know who these characters are in the Old Testament, because it's not really their heritage. But we'll get on to that a little bit more in a minute. Well, so let's move to looking at the Jews themselves, where the name actually comes from. Because another confusion, mistake that people make, is they think that the people of the Old Testament were Jews. They think Abraham was a Jew, or that Moses was a Jew, or that Jacob Israel was a Jew. And none of that is true. So let's look at where the word actually comes from. The first time it comes up in the Bible, it's in 2 Kings, and it says that the tribes of Judah are at war against Israel. Now, the word Jew itself, people think, comes from Judah, who was a son of Jacob Israel. Jacob Israel had 12 sons. Judah was one of them. And Judah and Benjamin had a small part of land in Palestine, or Canaan, as it was called back then. And the 10 tribes of Israel had a larger piece of land. They had a northern piece of land that was called Samaria. And the tribe of Judah and Benjamin were often at war with the tribes of Israel. And that's the first mention of the word Jew comes up when they're having this war. And that's just before the captivity, which was in the 7th century BC. So the first time that the word is actually used is over 1,000 years after Abraham. And the word itself comes from the country. It comes from Judea. Judea was a Roman protectorate. Now, the first time we hear about the Jews, according to Flavius Josephus, who wrote the histories of Judea, it should be the histories of Judea, not the histories of the Jews, but he writes about this, and he says that the first time the word Jew was actually used was for the remnant of the tribe of Judah when they came back from Babylon. And they came back from Babylon in about the 5th century BC. So the first time the word Judean is used, according to Flavius Josephus, is in the 5th century BC. Now, Abraham obviously couldn't have been a Jew, so Moses wasn't a Jew, and neither was Jacob Israel. And if you say, well, what about if they're just descended from Judah? Well, Abraham wasn't descended from Judah, Moses wasn't descended from Judah, and neither was Jacob Israel. So these people called Jews, they were only referred to as such from about the 5th century BC. The characters in the Old Testament are Israelites, if they're descended from Jacob Israel. But Abraham isn't an Israelite, obviously, because it was his grandson that gave birth to, or his grandson that sired these tribes of Israel. So they're nothing to do with the Jews. So insulting Moses or Abraham, you're not actually insulting the Jews. What you're doing is you're insulting Christian saints, basically. Christian patriarchs from the Christian Bible. They're the forerunners of our Christian religion, which it was always a white man's religion up until a couple of centuries ago. And we had the Christian faith for 2,000 years. It'd be a bit of a strange religion if it didn't actually reflect the white man's soul, which it does do. It does reflect us. And the way we are, and the honourable way that we are, and the way that we look out for people, and we follow justice, and we want to be just in our dealings with people. But to get us back to the topic here, if we look at, as I say, Abraham, Moses, and Jacob Israel, they're nothing to do with the Jews. To say they were Jews is like saying the High Kings of Ireland were Americans, to use somebody else's phrase. Of course, the High Kings of Ireland were there thousands of years ago. But their descendants, the Irish, might be in America today and they'd be called Americans. So you really can't call Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, any of them Jews, because Jews just didn't exist back then. Not even the tribe of Judah existed at the time of Abraham, let alone Judeans from the country that was to be named after him hundreds of years later. And the Old Testament has nothing to do with the Jews. So if people are going to attack them, they're not actually attacking the Jews. And this can also be seen from the contents of the Talmud, which they do follow. In the Talmud, it says that Adam, the patriarch of the human race, humanity, and of course to be human means to have humane traits of justice, mercy, honor, all the things that are associated with being humane. You have to be humane to be a human being. But they say that Adam had sex with all the animals in the garden. Okay, well, you can say, well Adam's he was just the first of the humans. What about some of these other characters from the Old Testament? Well, Shem, according to the Jews in their Talmud, Shem had sex with a dog on the ark. Now, that's a bit of a funny thing to say, wouldn't you have thought? If these Semites or Semites supposedly come from Shem and he's supposedly their patriarch, Why would they be saying that he has sex with a dog on the ark? Why would they be insulting one of the most highly honoured people in the Old Testament? Why would they be saying he had sex with a dog on the ark if he was their patriarch? They also say that Noah was a eunuch and a drunk. So they're claiming there that he was an alcoholic transsexual. And again, this is Noah. This is supposedly the most righteous man that lived back then, that was saved from the flood because of his righteousness. And yet here the Jews are saying that he's a eunuch and a drunk. The prophet Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, you probably have heard of from the Old Testament, they said that Isaiah was sawed in half by the Jews for speaking ill against them. So these characters that Christians honour, the Jews run them down in their Talmud. Now most people, or most people in our circles, are aware that the Talmud slags Jesus off. It runs Jesus down. It actually tells you that Jesus is in hell and he is boiling in excrement. And it also tells you that his mother Mary was a whore. She was a hairdresser. So most people are aware that Christ is run down and blasphemed in the New Testament. But they're not aware that all these other characters from the Old Testament, they're also blasphemed. Now, other things that the Jews have done is they've interfered with our translations of the Bible. They've got involved with the various different versions that there are, and they've changed things. Famously, they changed the Scofield Bible to encourage a belief that the Jews should be given Palestine. They've also changed the meaning of words. They've changed the meaning of the word Gentile. Instead of just meaning nations or ethnos, they changed it to mean non-Jew, which completely changes the way that you actually read the Bible. Now, one of the ways that they've changed things is the New International Version of the Bible. Of course, that says you should have alarm bells ringing straight away because it's got international in the title. And of course, the only internationalists there are the Jews. So what they should really say is the New Jewish Version of the Bible. And this Jewish version of the Bible infers that Abraham pimped his wife Sarah out. Some of you may have heard of this accusation, but that's not there if you go and look in the King James Version of the Bible. If you look at the Gentile version of the Bible, there's no hint of Abraham doing such a thing. So that comes entirely from a Jewish translation of the Bible. And yet we get people on our side saying things like that, thinking that they're insulting the Jews. And they're not. They're just insulting our own heritage. The Christian Bible is our heritage. If Jews are to hear us running down Jacob Israel, running down Abraham, saying that he was whoring his wife out, or he was some kind of pimp, they're just going to find that absolutely hilarious. And people seem to forget that Abraham and Sarah, that's Christ's ancestors. So if you're calling Sarah a whore, you're calling Christ's ancestor a whore. And don't forget, the Jews themselves do this in the Talmud. They call Mary a whore. So basically, by attacking the Old Testament, you're just carrying out the Talmud. You're doing exactly the same thing as the Talmud does if you're running down the Old Testament. Because that's what they do. That's what it does. They desecrate the memory of these righteous people. And there are another thing that I wanted to bring to people's attention is circumcision. Circumcision is described in the Old Testament. Moses is told to circumcise himself and to circumcise his son, and they're given told to do that to mark themselves so that they are separate from the other nations because they're called to be a priestly nation. It gives you a brief description of the process. But the process that the Jews use today, none of that is in the Old Testament. None of that is in there. None of this hideous, pedophilic action of a rabbi sucking a baby's penis, none of that is in there. None of the really painful part of the circumcision. I won't go into too much graphic detail. I believe it's called the bris. But none of that is actually asked for in the Old Testament. These are things that the Jews themselves have added to it. So to claim that the Old Testament is encouraging the things that the Jews do today is wrong, basically. Now, another mistake that's made is to call Paul the Apostle, to call him a Jew. Now, Paul the Apostle in the New Testament, he tells us that he's a Benjaminite. He's from the tribe of Benjamin. He's not from the tribe of Judah. He's not from Judea either. He's a Roman citizen. But what he does follow is the religion of the Hebrews. So in the New Testament, where he says he is a Jew, that's what he means by that. It's because the New Testament translators put that in there, saying that he was a Jew, meaning that he followed the religion of the Pharisees. Because not all of the Pharisees were part of the Canaanite Jews. So some of these Pharisees were okay. I mean, Paul had studied with them. That's how come he knew these Old Testament texts which prophesied of Christ. That's how come he understood it, because he'd been studying them, because he'd been studying this religion, believing that he was because he was a Benjaminite, believing that the tribe of Benjamin and the tribe of Judah had been called to study these texts, and he had followed along with the Pharisees, learnt these texts, and then he had his epiphany. He had his vision where he saw the risen Christ, and the risen Christ explained these texts to him, what they were really talking about, which wasn't what the Pharisees were talking about. A lot of what the Pharisees were talking about later on got written down as the Talmud, as the commandments of men. So Paul was against these Jews, and he even said, "These Jews are trying to kill me." And he spoke out against them. The Jews were a separate class of people to himself, and he was proud to say that he was a Benjaminite, that he was of the blood of Benjamin. Whereas to be a Jew, anyone could be a Jew. And what these Jews did in the time just before Christ, they would try to convert people. They would some people they would even convert at the point of a sword. They converted the whole of the Idumean Edomite tribes, who were partly descended from the Canaanites. They converted all of them at the point of a sword. But there were also other converts that they made, and the term for this was proselytes of the gate, because the Jewish religion around about the time of Christ, it wasn't for the tribes of Israel. What it was for was for anybody that lived in Judea and anybody else that they could convert to it. And you see later on these Jews doing the same thing in Caesarea, where they converted the Khazars to their religion. And I believe that once they infiltrated Christianity, they started trying to claim that Christianity was universal as well, and that should be brought to all these other peoples. So it was actually the Judeans' religion of the time that was universal. Christianity, when it first began, that wasn't universal. That was just for white people. That was just for what became known as the European people. There was no gospel to the Chinese, gospel or epistles to the Congo. You know, it was all just for white people. So Paul wasn't a Jew either. Paul was a Benjaminite. So to think that he was a Jew, or that he was introducing something negative into Christianity, that's wrong. That's wrong as well. That's another falsehood. You know, if we want to be attacking the Jews and criticizing the Jews, we want to make sure that it actually is the Jews and it is Judaism that we're criticizing, and not the faith of our fathers. I mean, our European people have followed Christianity for the last 2,000 years, some of us, right since the beginning. I mean, the church originally started in Britain. In fact, the whole nation, the British nation, became Christian in 170 AD. And we had apostles over here 60 or 70 AD. We had apostles that are over here that we have records of it. So especially in Britain, we've been Christian for a long time. But even in the countries that were last converted, in the Baltics, you're still talking, you know, near on 1,000 years. So our ancestors have followed this. This is their faith. So when we desecrate it, what we're doing is urinating all over our ancestors' faith. We're not harming the Jews in any way. I mean, the Jews will put crucifixes in vats of urine. they'll make comedy where they urinate on pictures of Christ. Now, they find all this sort of thing hilarious. So if the Jews hear us running down Christianity or running down characters from the Old Testament, they're not going to be offended. They're just going to think, you dumb goyim. You dumb, dumb goyim. All you're doing is pissing on your ancestors' most cherished beliefs here. And those of us who think that our ancestors would just follow a foreign religion, you know, they must come from another planet to think that. I mean, would any of us go and follow a foreign religion? Of course we wouldn't. And our ancestors would never have followed a foreign religion either. Least of all, a religion that came from a group of usurers. I mean, we were always against usury. We never had usury in Britain until the 11th century when William the Norman conquered our country. But up until then, Alfred the Great was against it. Just the very idea of usury, putting something on top of what you'd lend out to somebody, that's taking from the community something that isn't actually there. I mean, we used to live in community. Some of us would go out and work in the fields. Some of us would make clothing. We would all pull in together and there'd be a big storehouse and you'd go to the storehouse and you'd take what you needed. You wouldn't take any more than that, because if you took more than that, you were taking from the community. So the idea of lending something out and then adding something on top of it, you know, like lending out half a dozen eggs and then expecting 9 eggs back. You know, 3 of those eggs have to be taken from somebody else. So it's, instead of having 6 eggs, they've only got 3. This idea of doing that, it was just totally alien to us white people. And if somebody that did think like that was to come over with a religion, we would never have followed it. We never would have followed it. In fact, Christianity taught us to be wary of the Jew. And when Rome actually became Christian, that was the first time that they actually brought laws in to protect the Christian people from the worst excesses of the Jews. The Jews were not allowed to hold office. They were not allowed to hold Christian slaves. They were not allowed to get involved in their usury. And because of this, they left. Christianity was against the Jew. It wouldn't allow, they even had a crime or a sin of Judaizing, which was trying to turn the people from Christianity to behaving like Jews. You have to hand it to the Jews, really, for actually covering up the fact that they weren't following the Old Testament. We didn't discover this until the 12th century, when the Talmud was first printed up, and some of these popes saw what was in it. And they burned it and they got rid of it. But the general people, we knew that they weren't actually following it. But for some reason, it just didn't really click. And then when we kicked the Jews out from Britain in 1290, we didn't see them for about 300 years. And during that time, our people had forgotten that they weren't following the Old Testament. And once the Bible started getting printed again, or started being handed out to the people, the people read them and they read the exploits of the Old Testament. And they thought, well, these Jews have got to be pretty good people. You know, we should get these Jews back into England again. So they got the Jews back into England after Oliver Cromwell. And they thought, if these Jews see the wonderful way that we live, us Christians that have got the Bible correct, we've interpreted correctly, then they'll all become Christians like us. But that didn't happen, of course. The Jews came over and they started up with their usury again and persecuting the people, promoting vice, promoting alcohol, drunkenness, gambling, all the things that the Jews promote, extracting taxes from people for crossing a bridge, all that sort of thing. So we woke up to them again then. But it wasn't until the 17th century that Johann Eisenmenger's Traditions of the Jews came out. And this was the first time that a European had gone and translated the Talmud into German, basically. And he discovered that everything that was in it was totally at odds with the laws of the Old Testament, totally at odds with the laws of the New Testament, blasphemed Christ, blasphemed all these characters from the Old Testament, And he revealed this, and he revealed this to the people. So the people then knew that these Jews were not following the Old Testament at all. In actual fact, what they were doing is desecrating the Old Testament. And they knew that 300 years ago. So there's really no excuse for white nationalists not to know that today. There's no excuse whatsoever for white nationalists to think that the Jews follow the Old Testament, or that the Jews are anything to do with the Old Testament. Hey, their claim to being the people of the Old Testament is just false. It's patently false. As I say, Judaism, the religion that they follow today, the religion of the rabbis, it has nothing to do with sacrifices, it has nothing to do with the temple, and it has nothing to do with priests. That came about as a reaction to Christianity. Christianity was there before Judaism. And the Jews themselves were not even called Jews until they came back from Babylon in the 5th century. And of course, the Talmud that they follow is called the Babylonian Talmud. And the beliefs that these Jews had in Jesus' time, he called them the commandments of men. And if you look at the Jews at Jesus' time, the Jews that were high priests or Pharisees, you only have to look at Herod to see what they were. Herod wasn't descended from Judah. Herod was descended from Esau, Edom. Herod was descended from these Canaanites. And all the people that he put into the top positions, the high priest positions, the Pharisee positions, they were all like him. They were all his people. And after Christ, the descendants of the tribe of Judah, they became Christians. And the other Judeans that were descended from the Edomites, the Edomians, they became known as Jews. And there's a confirmation of that just in the Welsh language. The Welsh word for Jew is Idu, as in Edomian or Edomite. You know, the actual word itself comes from this Edomian word. It doesn't actually come from Judah. It comes from the Edomian word. And the Welsh language is so old. I mean, they had trading missions that they sent out to the Middle East and the Near East. I mean, we don't realize it, but 2,000 years ago, you could travel all the way from Britain all the way to Jerusalem. You know, there was a common language that people spoke. They spoke Greek. They spoke Latin, as well as the normal languages that they spoke. In Britain, we had universities, we had the Druidic universities, and we had this trade. We find evidence of this, you know, glass and enamel and amber from the Baltics. There's been tin found from Cornwall all the way out there in India. These trade routes, they were used. So the Welsh did know of these people. They knew of these people, and they called them Idu, which clearly doesn't come from the word Judah. It comes from the word Edomian. So basically, what the point of this podcast is just to get people to be accurate. Don't attack the Old Testament thinking you're attacking Jews, because you're not. You're just doing what the Jews themselves do. If you're going to attack Abraham or Shem or any of these characters from the Old Testament, just remember that the Jews were doing that first. That's what they do in their Talmud. So if you're doing the same, you're just reinforcing that Jewish narrative. You're reinforcing the fact that you think that the Jews are part of the Old Testament when they're clearly not. And you're also blaspheming and desecrating your ancestors' religion and some of the people that your ancestors thought most highly of. This is why we have statues of Moses in churches. This is why we have depictions of Abraham and Isaac in churches. You won't see depictions of them in synagogues. You won't see any depictions of them in synagogues, because they're nothing to do with the Jews. They might claim to follow Moses' law, but the law that they claim to follow is an oral law, something which is not even mentioned in the Old Testament, that they claim was secretly given to them and passed down by word of mouth, that eventually got written down in the second and the third century. So basically, just try and be accurate, I think is what I'm saying. Just be accurate in your criticisms. Because if you're not accurate, then the Jews are just going to be laughing at us. Every time the Jew hears a white nationalist attacking the Bible, he laughs, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament. If he hears a white nationalist attacking the figures from the Old Testament, figures like King David or Abraham or Abraham's wife, Sarah, they're just going to laugh, especially if they hear somebody calling Sarah a whore, because that was Christ's ancestors. That was the line that the Christ himself came from. And all they're going to think if they hear that is dumb goyim. They're doing exactly the same as we told them to in the Talmud. As I say, in the Talmud, it calls Jesus' mother Mary a whore. So if you're going to be calling Sarah a whore, you're just doing exactly the same thing as the Talmud. And we don't want to be like the Jews. The whole point of this is to not be like the Jews, not to become like the Jews, and to fight against what it is that they promote. So I'm hoping that this podcast will be useful for people. I don't want to just be preaching to the converted. So maybe people can refer to this if they see somebody doing this, if they see somebody attacking things from the Old Testament. Maybe they can point them to this podcast, and then maybe they can learn a bit about it. As I say, if you don't believe me that the Jews say all these despicable things about Adam, Noah, Shem and Isaiah, then just get The Traditions of the Jews by Johann Eisenmenger. Michael Hoffman has kindly scanned an English copy and brought it out with a foreword, so you can purchase a copy of that. You could also purchase a copy of his Judaism Discovered by Michael Hoffman. There's a lot of information in that as well. So basically, don't attack Christians and attack the Bible thinking you're attacking the Jews, because you're not. You're just doing the Jews' job for them. Okay, thank you very much for listening.
You're listening to Radio Aryan at RadioAryan.com.